Frances Janvier seems to have it all figured out. Head girl, academic superstar, Cambridge University bound. Her teachers adore her, peers envy her, and her future seems predetermined. But beneath this carefully constructed facade lies a more complex reality. "I'm clever," Frances tells herself repeatedly, as though this single trait encompasses her entire identity. The distinction between school Frances and real Frances forms the novel's central conflict. School Frances is organized, studious, and focused solely on academic achievement. Meanwhile, real Frances remains hidden, a creative soul who spends hours creating fan art for her favorite podcast, Universe City, wears quirky clothes with burger patterns, and harbors passions completely disconnected from her academic trajectory. This duality becomes painfully apparent when Frances reflects on her school friendships. They only like school Frances, though, not real Frances. With school friends, she's quiet and perpetually just stressed, rather than revealing her true feelings. The pressure to maintain this divided identity takes its toll. When her academic identity begins to crumble, first losing her head girl position, then facing Cambridge rejection, Frances faces an existential crisis. Without her achievements, who is she? Have you ever felt like you're playing a role rather than living authentically? Frances's struggle reminds us how easily we can become trapped in others' expectations, losing sight of what truly brings us joy. Universe City, a podcast about a detective in a monster-infested university, captivates Frances with its narrator's voice, like someone stroking your hair in the least weird way possible. When Radio Silence, the anonymous creator, invites her to collaborate on visuals, her fandom deepens. The podcast represents everything missing from Frances's academic life: creativity without grades, expression without judgment, and community based on passion rather than achievement. Drawing for Universe City becomes her rare joy. "It's the only thing I genuinely enjoy besides studying, though I'm reluctant to admit how much it means to me." Discovering her quiet neighbor, Aled, last is Radio Silence, creates an intimate bond. Frances finds someone who appreciates her authentic self, while for Aled, the podcast is his soul in audio form, helping him process feelings about his controlling mother and absent twin. When Aled's identity is exposed against his will, his painful accusation, "You've ruined the only good thing I had," reveals Universe City was his sanctuary from real-world pressures. Throughout the novel, characters struggle under prestigious university expectations. Frances orients her entire life around Cambridge admission, choosing subjects strategically. When rejected despite perfect grades, her world collapses. "I was the cleverest girl in the class, and Cambridge was where clever people went, and I still hadn't got in." This forces Frances to confront her identity's dependence on academic success. Daniel faces similar pressure. "When I was 13, I thought I was special for getting the highest test scores at school, but now I realize I'm not special at all." Most tragically, this damage appears through Aled and Karis last. Their mother, Carol, believes academic success is the only path to fulfillment and would rather we died than didn't do all of that. When Karis struggles academically, Carol strips away her privileges and joys. After Karis runs away, Carol forces Aled into an unwanted university path. The novel challenges equating academic achievement with personal worth, suggesting fulfillment comes from authentic interests rather than prescribed paths. Characters suffer when forced to suppress their true selves. Aled's mental health deteriorates at university after being trapped in an unwanted program by his mother's financial ultimatum. His room becomes a demolition site, his attendance drops, and his appearance visibly declines. The podcast mirrors Aled's declining mental state. Once meticulously crafted episodes grow incoherent as his depression deepens, culminating in a final episode of 20 minutes of white noise titled Goodbye. Karis feels invisible under her mother's expectations. "Nobody listens to me," she laments, reinventing herself as February out of a desperate need for self-expression. Frances suffers from maintaining her dual identity, with school Frances causing anxiety and disconnection. When she finally tells her mother she doesn't want to attend university, she feels immediate relief. The novel suggests mental health requires spaces for authentic expression. Healing begins when characters voice their truths. Aled admitting his hatred for university, Frances confessing academic doubts, and Karis claiming independence. The novel explores how chosen family can replace dysfunctional traditional ones. Aled and Karis endure maternal emotional abuse. Daniel's parents dismiss his academic goals, and Frances feels burdened by her mother's expectations. In response, characters build support networks based on genuine connection. Frances and Aled's friendship forms the emotional core, explicitly platonic from the start. "I want to clarify something," Frances tells us. "You might think Aled Last and I are going to fall in love. We don't, that's all." Their bond thrives because they see each other authentically. Aled recognizes beyond school Frances to appreciate her creativity, while Frances understands his need for self-expression. Together, they create a judgment-free space. "Everything with Aled was fun or good. I felt less embarrassed about my quirks." The story culminates when Frances, Karis, Rain, and Daniel drive 6 hours to rescue Aled during his university crisis. This makeshift family unites despite differences, offering an alternative structure based on mutual support. Radio Silence approaches sexuality and gender with refreshing nuance. Frances mentions bisexual without fanfare, while Aled simply explains his demisexuality. The novel presents LGBTQ+ identities as natural character aspects rather than sources of conflict. When Frances admits she's never met gay people, Karis replies, "You probably have, you just didn't know they were gay," highlighting how queer identities often remain invisible. Universe City explores gender fluidity through Radio, an agender character with multiple voices. Aled's preference for the medium, androgynous voice reflects both his artistic vision and comfort with gender ambiguity. The novel normalizes gender nonconformity, Aled wearing women's shoes, Frances shopping in men's departments, without drama. Frances's evolving feelings for Karis demonstrates sophisticated relationship handling. Her initial crush naturally transforms into friendship, marking emotional growth for both characters. Radio Silence challenges predetermined life paths through Frances's rejection of Cambridge and Aled's university departure, both representing profound shifts in self-conception. These pivotal moments emerge through painful clarity. Frances realizes her Cambridge ambitions were merely others' expectations. When she later rejects university entirely, she steps off the prescribed path. The novel frames these choices not as rebellions against education, but as discoveries of genuine interest. Frances's art college acceptance and Aled's return to university represent redirections toward authenticity. By the end, characters understand that changing direction isn't failure, but growth. Frances finds a strange peace in following her own path, despite uncertainty. In a world pushing conventional success, the true courage lies in listening to your own voice amid the radio silence of others' expectations, following the quiet call of our authentic selves rather than society's demands.